Recently appointed Public Safety Secretary Andrea Cabral visited with members of the public, including lawmakers, building inspectors, fire chiefs, and law enforcement from across Berkshire County at the Lenox Town Hall. Cabral, a former sheriff of Suffolk County, said in listening to concerns from the public, she learned a great deal about the Berkshires.
I definitely confronted my perception of the Berkshires as a place, that a vacation town where nothing bad really happens.
During the two-hour discussion, a wide variety of local issues and needs for state funding were presented to Cabral. Lenox Fire Chief Dan Clifford suggested that more online training be offered to volunteer fire departments.
For Firefighter 1-2 program, for the volunteers, we're taking 6 months to do this training. It's one night a week, full weekends for 6 months. And this is volunteers, with your busy life, you're working your full-time job, and then second jobs in case of some of these people. We're expecting them to go to calls, get the training, and then give up their weekends. If we can do some of this training online and do the practical stuff at the academy, it would make a lot of sense.
Pittsfield Police Chief Michael Wynn spoke to the secretary as well as members of the Berkshire Legislative Delegation about the need he sees for police departments and neighboring communities to work more closely to detain suspected criminals who pass over town lines without mutual aid agreements in place. Chief Wynn explains.
So in the example that I used with the secretary, if one of my officers observes erratic operation in the city of Pittsfield and initiates a traffic stop, and the driver crosses over the line into Richmond, and we find the driver is OUI, we would be able to take action on that regardless of whether we could get a state police trooper to come.
Wynn said that this would prevent a complicated patchwork of mutual aid agreements among the many small Berkshire communities and...
Because it's very common that there's not going to be a police officer on duty in those adjoining towns to make the request.
The theme of regionalization and community cooperation was also echoed by Berkshire District Attorney David Capeless. Capeless spoke of the success of the countywide Berkshire County Drug Task Force, which since 2007 has seen its state funding cut through tight budget years during the recession. Capeless spoke about need to restore funding beyond 2007 levels to expand what is now called the Berkshire Law Enforcement Task Force.
Criminals and crime don't respect municipal boundaries. They go where they feel like, and they go, and particularly when an awful lot of the crime, particularly having to do with drugs, they go where the money's going to be. You need to regionalize the approach to it. It's not only where it's happening, but also the information that's available, and that's going to be held by people who are in different communities.
Others, including building inspectors, discussed issues involving permitting and how some small towns, including West Stockbridge, have difficulty paying a state fee for maintaining online permitting information. After the discussion, Secretary Cabral brainstormed on how small Berkshire towns might be able to gain more access to federal grants to assist in matters of public safety, especially if the programs are more likely to be awarded to a larger community.
And I think maybe you start to have a grant program that has components. Maybe you have a small town component or a small city component of the same grant, but that is scaled. The needs are going to be the same, but that is scaled to the population and the other sort of demographics that distinguish that small city or town from a larger place like Boston or even Pittsfield.
Secretary Cabral will continue meeting with public safety officials in other regions of Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.